We continue with Masechus Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah continues discussing the laws of wood, chopping wood, using wood on Yamtif. Ein mevakim etzim lo min akoros v'lo min akora shenishbara b'yamtif. The Mishnah begins by telling us that on Yamtif a person cannot chop up beams, nor chop up a beam that broke on Yamtif. Rashi tells us the Gemara is going to explain exactly what types of beams this is referring to. Vein mevakim lo b'kardom v'lo b'mgeira v'lo b'magil ela b'kopitz. Says the Mishnah, in terms of the instrument, the tool that can be used to chop wood, it is prohibited to use a kardom, which means an axe, mgeira is a saw, and a magil is a sickle. All of these instruments are prohibited. Rashi basically explains these are all kli umnis. These are all kalim that are used by professionals, by artisans, and so therefore, if you are handling these kelim on Yamtif, it certainly seems as if you are doing a malacha. However, when it comes to a kopitz is a butcher's cleaver. So this is something that is regularly used on Yamtif, and when a person is holding it and using it, it certainly doesn't seem on the surface of it he's doing a malacha with it, and so therefore this is permissible. The Gemara begins by trying to make sense out of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah seems to contain an internal inconsistency. It says the Gemara, "Amis Reisha in Mevakin Klal." The problem is, it says in the Reisha, in the beginning of the Mishnah, in Mevakin, you cannot go ahead and chop wood at all. Rashi explains that the assumption over here seems to be that this is a malacha on Yomtiv, and so therefore, under all circumstances, one cannot go ahead and chop wood, whether it was prepared beforehand or not prepared beforehand. But the problem is, says Rashi, the Mishnah then goes on to say that you can chop wood if you use a kopitz, if you use a butcher's cleaver. So how then do we reconcile the Reish of the Mishnah, which seems to imply that you cannot chop wood at all, and the Seifa, which is saying, well, with a kopitz you may. So Amar of Yehuda Mishmuel, Chisui Mechzura V'Hachi Katani. So Shmuel explains that basically the Mishnah, the way it reads, is somewhat incomplete, and there's an important piece of the Mishnah that is not included, and this is how you should read it. Ein mevakin min asavar shel koros, v'lo min akor shenishbar b'yamtif. On Yamtif, you may not go ahead and chop wood from a savar of koros, means a stack of beams, or min akor shenishbar b'yamtif, or from a beam which broke on Yamtif. The reason for this is because the beams that are in a stack of beams, so they are omin lebinyan. They are there in that pile because the assumption is at some point they're going to be used for building. And if you have a beam that broke on Yamtif, so it's also going to be a problem of muksa. Aval mevakim min akorish nishbar be'erev Yamtif. However, the Mishnah, as explained over here by Shmuel, says that you may go ahead and chop wood from a beam which broke before Yamtif, because now it's not muksa. Ukshehin mevakin, and now the Mishnah goes on to say, however, when you are going to chop wood that came from a beam which broke before Yamtif, ein mevakin lo b'kardom v'lo b'magav v'lo b'mageira ela b'kopitz. So now the Mishnah clarifies that you can only use certain instruments. Again, you cannot use an axe, you can't use a sickle or a saw. However, it is permissible to go ahead and use a butcher's cleaver. The Gemara quotes a braisa which supports this view as well. Tanya nami hachi. We have a braisa like this as well. It says ein mevakin etzim lo min asavar shel koros lo min akor shenishbar b'yamtif lifi she'eino min amuchan. This braisa says explicitly that a person may not go ahead and chop wood that came from a stack of beams or from a beam which broke on Yamtif, because these are not min amuchan, meaning they were not prepared before Yamtif. These are all muksa. So the prohibition over here that the Mishnah is referring to when it says ein mevakin is really not because there's a malacha per se. There's not something that's prohibited over here in these situations if you need the wood on Yamtif. The problem is that we're talking about wood that was not previously designated for this purpose, and so therefore it's a problem of muksa. Once we know that we're not dealing with the problem of muksa, so the Mishnah says that it is permissible to chop wood under these circumstances. Now, the Mishnah says that a person may not use a kardom, an axe, in order to chop wood on Yamtif. So says the Gemara, Amar of Chachininor bar Shlemya Mishmei Derav, lo shalu elo benakvo shalo, av abazachu shalo mutter, that this prohibition, which we find in the Mishnah of using a kardom, is only true regarding using nakvus shalo. Nakvus literally means the feminine part of abzachru shalo. However, using its male part, it is permissible. So Rashi explains over here that these words are understood as metaphors over here. Lo shanal benakvus shalo barosha rechav shakotzim bo eitz lo rachbo the dami lemlechas uman. This axe that's being described over here has two different sides. There are two different blades. One is a wider blade, and one is narrower. So it says over here that you cannot use the wider one. The prohibition of using a kardam on yamtiv is limited to using nakvishala, the wider one, because again, that is something which resembles the malacha done by an artisan of a bazachu shalomuter, but to go ahead and use the narrow edge, so this is permissible. So says Igmar Pshita, Bekopitz Tanan, obviously you can use the zachru side, because after all, it says in the Mishnah that you can use a kopitz, and a kopitz is something which only has a narrow blade. And so therefore, why would anybody think that there should be a difference between using the narrow blade of a kopitz, which is mutter, or using the narrow blade of a kardom? So obviously, it's permissible to use the narrow blade of a kardom. So says the Gemara, Mahu Detema, perhaps he would have said, Hanimili kopitz l'chudei, maybe this heter would only apply to a kopitz of a kardom a kopitz. However, when it comes to using a tool which operates as either a kardom or a kopitz, meaning it has two sides to it, and depending on the side of the blade, it could be used as a kardom or a kopitz. So, eim amigu da haigisa aser, haigisa nami aser. Maybe you say, just since like I can't use this side of the instrument, I can't use the other side either. So, Kamash Malon comes along with Chanina, and he teaches, no, that the prohibition in the Mishnah of using a kardom is only when it comes to using the wide side of the wide blade. However, the narrow edge of the kardom is mutter, just like it's mutter to use a kopitz. The Gemara now continues with another version of Reb Chanina's statement. V'ikad masin la sefer. There are those who teach that this statement is only when it was regarding the sefer, the Mishnah, not the reisha. And when it says ela b'kopitz, when it says that you can use a kopitz of meat butcher's cleaver on yamtiv, so amr of chinim abar shlemi mishmei derav lo shana le bezachr shalo. This is only true when it comes to the narrow edge of the blade. However, to use the wide edge, this is prohibited. So Rashi explains that according to this version, the kopitz was also that was used in this particular time and place is also something that had two different edges. So says Gemara Pshita, v'lo b'kardom tanan. Obviously, you cannot use the wider part because, after all, it says in the Mishnah you cannot use a kardom. The reason you can't use a kardom is because a kardom has a wide blade. So it says the Gemara, no, I would have said, hanimili kardom, maybe the only reason why the Mishnah prohibits an axe is because it's an axe. Aval kopitz for kardom. However, if you have one instrument that could be used as either a kopitz or a kardom, meaning it has a wide blade and a narrow one, Ema, perhaps you'd say, Migu dehaigis ashari, haigis anami shari. Since it's permissible to use the narrow part, so perhaps it's also permissible to use the wide one. Kamash Malan comes along and Chanina and says, no, the heter to use the kopitz is only to use the tzad zachros, this narrow edge, but not to use the wide edge.